You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM. Welcome back to Third Rail. Yay. Happy spring break. We are still here, still being loud. Yes. Sean is here with Rachel and Europa in the stew. We're so excited. First up, we have Girls on Toast in just a couple minutes, and then we have Ario and the Buffalo Kings in an hour. I'm so excited. Thanks for being here. We're going to play a quick PSA. We're going to play some local music, and we'll get things going.
Community Forklift is a nonprofit secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org. for salvage store hours. We'll be right back.
because so much is being slung and nobody is talking about the primacy of experience and the dignity of the individual. The dignity of the individual. We went a long way with this in America before we betrayed it. And it wasn't only betrayed by the clowns in Washington. It's also betrayed by anybody who clustered themselves around the feet of some self-proclaimed napalm. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody knows.
But it would make me more nervous.
Or we're just doing whatever.
I don't know. We're just waiting for a go-ahead, I think.
Okay, cool. I was like, I can't tell if we're already...
Okay, we're on the radio right now.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, I like Home Remedies. They're good. Oh my gosh, my best friend just texted that we're on air. Well, hello everyone. Thanks, Michael. Should we go? Are we good to go? Okay, great. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up? We're Girls on Toast. Thanks for chatting with us. This one was our lead single. It's called Body Double.
Always lies. I've got a body double, and now she's giving me a kiss. darling, and I just gotta go home. I love it when she says I'm messing up, because in truth I'm never good enough. I might as well go home and let her take another piece of me. I got a body double, except she lives between my eyes. I got a body double, and one of us always lies. I got a body double, and now she's giving me a kiss. I never wanna know another love like this. She takes every piece of me, and I just can't quit her, cause I love the security. Oh, I can't believe myself, it's almost like a disease. I know she won't be happy till there's nothing left.
Thank you.
inspired by Party Rock Anthem. Great song. Classic. This one is inspired by crocodiles. It's called Crocodile Tears. Safe space to like our music here. All right, this one's called Cherry Pit.
We'll be right back.
little change of pace for this next one. Slow it down. This one's called Eels. March 27th, Soggy Stupid Thing. We're super excited about it.
Go back to sleep.
This next one is called Collared Dog. Another one to say I'm here, but I am.
One of our favorites. It's been a delight to be here. We're really excited to interview next. And also shout out to Maya Fuller, our dear early Girls on Toast basis, for helping us write this one. She made a fantastic melody. Feel free to sing along at home. Just FYI, we've assumed you're clapping this whole time, so like it wouldn't be a big deal if you like cheered and danced as well. This one is called Pity Party.
Thank you.
on Girls on Toast. We love you. See you soon. Bye.
I'm not afraid to Okay, we're back in the studio with Girls on Toast. How are you all doing?
Hey.
Kind of sweaty.
Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Can you guys go around and introduce yourself and kind of tell us how you got together as a group?
Yeah, I am Jenny. I am the drummer and one of the lead vocalists. And I met Sophie, the guitarist, to the left of me here in college. So we kind of did some bands together and came at DC trying to start our own band.
Yeah, I'm Sophie. I'm the guitarist and one of the lead vocalists. Pretty much what Jenny said. We've been playing together for a long time, and Ira came a little later.
Yep, I'm Ira. I'm the bassist and also a vocalist, and I met Jenny through the Creatives Club here in DC, and so when their previous bassist, Maya Filler, had to move away, they tapped me to fill in, and now we're Girls on Toast.
Wonderful. Where did the name Girls on Toast come from? I'm very curious.
It's a great question. It seems like it should be imbued with meaning. The truth of that is, if you know any band, it's kind of difficult to come up with a name. So when we had Maya in the band, we were just kind of texting each other, like, what about this? What about this? And then she's like, what about Girls on Toast? We're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think I offered up Shrimp Thanksgiving at some point. But for some reason, they didn't want to do that.
I forget all of them.
So that's up for grabs for anyone who wants to
Shrimp.
I like it. I like that.
Credit us. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll ask you, what are we putting on our toast? Are we putting avocado on it? I'm a big peanut butter and honey guy.
There's been a lot of debate about this. I'm kind of like a peanut butter banana girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the real, like, deluxe breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I'm like a fried egg with hot sauce situation.
Good pick, good pick.
I switch between, like, avocado with the everything bagel seasoning and the or a peanut butter banana situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Have you ever done, like, avocado with, like, red pepper?
Oh my god.
So good.
That's really good.
Yes. Sometimes, like, this might not be a safe space, but sometimes I put soy sauce on it.
Oh,
on
my
god. That's fine.
Right.
And it's actually really delicious. It's got that umami flavor.
Jenny, you're out of the band.
All right, what are your guys' main inspirations? Like, through music, art, anything?
That's a great question.
I've always loved kind of, like, grungy girls in music. I went to Girls Rock Camp in Boston, now called Boston Raising Powerful Musicians, so shout out. And I also volunteered for the one here, which was, like, equally amazing, incredible community of femme and queer people raising up musicians. So I was really inspired by that kind of, like, Riot Girl-esque culture. I listened to a lot of Mitski, Hole, Mannequin, other word you can't say. Love them. I also did grow up in my town, a lot of people listen to shoegaze, so I have a Horse Jumper of Love shirt on. They're one of my very favorites, so love them, even though they don't fit the girl grunge label.
Yeah, I think we all have pretty similar music tastes. I do have to say, Jenny and I bonded in college over our love of Weezer, and we were originally going to be a Weezer cover band. So
no way.
and we are today a Weezer cover band.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got a lot of harmony. So in our defense, it's also like grunge harmony, and so you could see that.
There's you could say that, yeah.
But also it's Weezer.
Yeah.
Do you listen to anything else besides Weezer?
You know, like, is there even anything else that's important?
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Ira?
I don't know. Yeah. Same stuff. Really into, like, egg punk, which I just found out was a genre. It's really good. Like, RMFC from Australia. Love them. Love their bass lines. Parquet Courts, whose shirt I'm wearing, is, like, a huge bass inspiration for me. And subject matter-wise, I feel like we all kind of write about interpersonal relationships and things like that in our music, mostly.
So you guys are very inspired by lots of different musicians and bands. Like, I see the Andy Warhol Velvet Underground sock.
Thank you.
I'll ask you, if you could pick any decade that you wish you could travel to, what would it be? I'm personally a 70s guy. I want to go, I want to be in Saturday Night Fever so bad.
The movie's crazy.
Crazy movie.
Years ago, I was like,
crazy soundtrack.
What's happening?
John Travolta's kind of scary.
He's so scary.
He did a lot more than dance. What's up with it?
I think,
great question.
I mean, music-wise, I think we would do really well in the 90s.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, grunge era.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
that's not that far away from right
yeah.
now. But
I have been thinking about that, though, honestly. I'm like, I think I would love to be a 90s girl for a minute. Just all the bands that were, like, popular and, like, the kind of creative visions they had mm-hmm. were really cool.
And cheap concert tickets.
Yeah, that
would
yes.
be
really
cool.
I feel like I would go back to the 80s. I just love the 80s stuff. I love Vaporwave, which oh, I think yeah. is like an odd pastiche yeah. of the 80s
I
and
90s.
I think
that feeds a lot into your other band, Spare Hearts. Yes. They're very inspired yeah. by that.
Wow, thanks for the shout out.
I love to uplift women in music, personally.
Love that. Anyways, talk a little bit more about your songwriting process. What inspires that?
It's a good question. It's kind of like evolving. For me, I feel like I write a lot about being angry, which is funny because I'm at a point in my life where I'm not all that angry. Mm-hmm. At least like for interpersonal things. And I think a lot of that comes from like, I feel like I kind of found the voice to like actually creatively express well what I was feeling in more like adolescent years where there was a lot of confusion and weird relationships and undefined things. So I think like I've been doing like a lot of looking back at kind of putting a voice to things I felt in the past. And in general, like, we've had some songs that came together through, like, jams. Like, Body Double mm-hmm. was a jam, and then I put lyrics to it, and we did it together. But also, we've had more songs lately where we have, like, one person has brought in a song being, like, I have this kind of vision, and then we develop the vision together. So I'm interested in seeing if we do more, like, jam-type songs in the future, but
yeah. mm-hmm.
we had a lot of, like, kind of people bringing in different things
yeah.
type vibe lately.
Personally, I also will kind of get inspired sometimes by, like, really random things. The song Eels that we played was oh, yeah. inspired because I read a book called The Big Book of Eels that was about eels, and I thought they were really neat. And then it kind of turned into something else that wasn't just about eels. But the original inspiration was, I just think they're weird things, yeah, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the random things is very true. Because for Cherry Pit, same thing. My dad just bought some cherries and I was eating them and then yum, I just yum. Wrote Cherry Pit when I was at home with them, so yeah but I always like taking a song to the group because mm-hmm. everybody will do their own thing mm-hmm. with it and really bring it to life from how it was when you were kind of like writing it as an individual, so it's yeah. always really fun writing yeah. with you guys.
Yeah. If you guys were to headline your own festival, who would be in the lineup? Could be anyone.
We've played with a lot of really good local bands,
yeah.
So we definitely want to like highlight some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
We played with Ren Riot a couple
yeah.
times.
Yeah. We had them on
so
last
great.
Semester.
Yeah, we love them. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to play with them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had a lot of fun with Capital Rats.
I
think our silliness came together.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were musically the same,
yeah.
but I had a great time because
yeah,
they also were doing an emo theme.
Yes.
So I think that's
yeah.
a bit more. With
yeah. Bigger bands, though, I'd love to play with Destroy Boys. I think our sounds
yeah.
are similar, and I love
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm. My dream one would be Mannequin as well.
Yeah.
Like,
the Mannequin
would be so happy
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
even just open for them. Like, please give me a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Important question. Oh, sorry. Were you saying something?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Important question. Would you rather be a crab or a lobster and why?
Ooh, crab. Easy.
What?
Whoa. I don't know. I just feel like the lobster has that whole big tail, like, holding them back. I really like crabs. Have you heard that thing of, like, everything just turns into a crab, like, evolutionarily?
I have.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So might as well just turn
yeah.
into a crab.
Oh, you know what? I'll say lobster because I do think it has a bit of a, like, diva look. There's
okay.
a little peacock flair
yeah,
to
that's
it.
True.
But also because that song Lobster Sticks to Magnet.
I've
never heard that.
I know rock
it's,
lobster.
Yeah, my like sixth grade science teacher showed it to us. It's mm-hmm. not based in science. It's
okay.
it's a metal song about how a lobster sticks to a magnet.
Okay.
And I
anyway,
like
I'd be a crab.
Yeah,
because I like the way they scuttle.
Crabs
yeah.
can eat in Maryland. I feel like that's a risky life, you know.
Lobsters.
Yeah, well, they're more expensive, so it's so.
What's up next for you guys? Do we have any big projects we're working on? Any other big shows coming
we
up?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Our album comes out March 27th. It's called Soggy Stupid Thing. Describes us. I think it'll be out, you know, wherever music is.
Yeah,
so.
Every music is sold.
Yeah.
And we're also organizing a album release party
show.
Yeah, I guess it's just
both.
A show.
Yeah.
That'll be early May.
Yeah,
so wonderful. Super psyched about that. Mm-hmm. We'll also have more details on our Instagram, which is just Girls on Toast. For the dates, show flyer, all that stuff. So we're really excited to finally release some things because we've just done singles so far.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Any parting words before we sign off?
No, just thanks for having us on.
Of course.
It was really good time.
Enjoy your toast.
Enjoy your toast.
All right. Well, thank you again to Girls on Toast for coming on. We can't thank you enough. Stay tuned for Ari and the Buffalo Canes, and we'll get back to you.